everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Car Rides to Better Business. I'm your host, Justin Nagel, and we're back in the car. Last week we did it outside of the car, but we're back in the car where everything feels right with the world. So I'm just gonna go over an update of what we did at the trade show, how it went, what tips and tricks I may or may not have learned or picked up on. And we're just going to kind of give you a full overview of what that looks like. If you haven't done a trade show, if you have done a trade show, if you do trade shows every other week, this could all apply to you. Maybe it's things you've heard, maybe it's not. But this is certainly the experience that I had. So, our booth was in a really great spot. Once you walked in, you could see it pretty much from anywhere you were in the vendor hall. So we were great in regards to that. We were beautiful sight lines, all those things. We also had the added benefit of in the first speaker spoke about cybersecurity, and yep, we're an IT company, so we definitely do cybersecurity. This is a thing. We actually brought pamphlets about cybersecurity, so we had got a bum rush of people asking about cybersecurity stuff, which was great. We even posted up some like makeshift piece of paper that says yes, we do cybersecurity. So we capitalized on that 110%, and it was great. We had conversations about cybersecurity with some people, big companies, small companies, across the board. And if you listen to the last podcast that talked about the trade show, it was a trade show specifically for CEOs and owners. So we didn't have a whole bunch of salespeople or marketing people, account people. It was pretty much the demographic that we go after when we're prospecting. So it was really great in that case, and got lots of contacts, lots of business cards. Already did my follow-up with them this week. We even set a meeting when we were at the trade show. So there's tip one. If you can just set a meeting, set a meeting. You know, when you're in the middle of a conversation, you start going and things are good. You know, obviously they have to go back and they're going to go to a seminar or a breakout session, whatever. You know, before they leave, you say, hey, do you just want to put some time in the books? You know, even if it's a call or if it's a meeting, an in-person meeting or a Skype meeting, whatever makes the most sense for your company, just put it in the books then. Do it right there. Bam, bam. Make them commit. Ask them for something. You've given them enough information. You've given them value in your expertise. You've given them value as in you allowed them to maybe win a raffle that gives away an Oculus so they could live in a virtual reality world, or their children can, or they can force their children to be there, or whatever it looks like. So you've already given. Now you have to do the ask. You gotta ask for something. So asking for the meeting is great. That's a great way to do it. So we brought our laptops, or I had my laptop, and use that to just boom set up a meeting. So we have a meeting set up for next week. Also, you probably want to bump it out a week. People are when they're at a conference that, you know, the next upcoming week is probably going to be hectic for them. So bump it out, because it's just going to make things a lot easier for them. And yeah, so we already set one of those meetings up. I've been in contact with multiple people to start conversations. I'm a big fan of when you're at the trade show or when you're at any networking event that you've got, you know, some people call it the two pocket trick. You put good business cards in one pocket, you put the ones that are less good in the other pocket, or if they're just like a vendor or if they're a different kind of relationship in another pocket. What I do is I have one of those, and you probably get one of these, or you could find one, I'm sure. It's just like a little plastic business card holder that I get with my business cards. So I have a few of them. So one of them, I have my business cards in there. So boom, that's great. The other one that's empty, I just load business cards in, and then there's two sides. So you don't have to worry about one pocket, other pocket. It's just boom, this side, that side of the business card holder. Another tip is bring a sticky pad or a post-it notes, and write on the post-it notes like what you talked about, jot it down. If they mentioned another name, whatever they mentioned, something that's gonna A, make you remember, and then B, you're gonna be able to use that in conversation if you're sending an email, if you're calling them, if you're sending a LinkedIn message. So then they will remember you because you talked about something that they said. So I know you can write on a business card specifically, but just not all business cards, A, have enough room, and B, not all of them are white or a lighter color. Some of them are darker. Some of them have designs on the back, so you just don't have that option. So one hack that I found, and I just realized this as I was there, is write on a post-it note, like, so talked about cybersecurity, they're a third generation manufacturing company. Boom, done, here you go. And that goes into my little business card holder that is for people that I get their business cards, and it worked out really well. I've had multiple people respond back to me already, and yeah, it just worked out really well there. As for our raffle off our Oculus, so we had an Oculus for people to try, a VR headset, so they could test out virtual reality. It may be the demographic, but I think maybe the demographic was a little older and they were just kind of timid to it. So we didn't get a lot of use of people doing that. So that wasn't the best. And maybe you tweak that by putting a screen in or something like that where they can actually see what somebody's looking at in the Oculus. I think that may be good. I did get to use it for one of the vendors that was next to us that's in finance that actually works in our price range of things. So it actually did have some benefit, and I got him over there and we started chatting and talking, and we have been in connection too. So you know, it wasn't a complete bust, but it was not the ultimate win that we were hoping for by any means. So know your, the tip there is know your audience and think through if they're going to like or not like whatever that is. So I think maybe virtual reality is not the best when you're going into a demographic that just tends to sit a little bit older in comparison. So yeah, but all in all, really, really great event. Definitely need to do it again next year. Also got to sit in a breakout session about a little bit about secession within a family and a small company. So that was really, really cool. Learned some stuff there. So, you know, if you go to a trade show that you can actually sit in a session, learn something, there's added benefit there too. You know, being a thought leader, being somebody that can bring something to the table like that is, that's it. I mean, that's how you build those relationships on. So, yeah, so that was our trade show. Very, very exciting. I enjoyed it a lot, and our booth was amazing. So we scored big, and hopefully in the next 90 days we will find one of those prospects that were interested in having a further conversation with us and close one of them out. Because at the end of the day, that's how you know it was worth your time, if you can actually you know, get some business out of it when it comes to trade shows or any kind of networking. So yeah, so that is the recap of the trade show. If you have some comments or thoughts or concerns or tips, hit it up in the chat and or on social media, and that's going to be JustNagle, just.nagle, and that's NEAGLE. You can also hit up the website justnagle.com to hear a podcast, see some blog posts. Yeah, so that's what I have today, and I hope you enjoyed your time with me this fine day in Chicago. So until next time, adios.